Good afternoon, this is the 4:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. I'm Keith Goddard, the details just ahead. Government has sought parliamentary approval to lease Crown lands at Culloden Farm to the Duke of Edinburgh International Awards Barbados scheme. Housing Minister Dr. William Duguid, in leading off debate on the resolution, said the property, which was the official residence of national hero former Prime Minister Errol Barrow, will be leased to the charity for 25 years.
The charity has agreed that they will put all of the money into the refurbishment. It will cost in the vicinity of $4 million to refurbish it. The lease will be for 25 years, and they will be paying about $1,200 a month to lease the land. After the 25 years, then the property reverts back to the Crown.
Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley also supported the resolution. Some categories of nurses and other medical staff at the QEH and isolation centres have begun receiving outstanding back pay and hazard allowance. It comes a day after head of the COVID-19 communications team, Ambassador Liz Thompson, said monies approved for payment in November would be released. President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman, told Starcom Network News they're happy with the development. Meantime, several health care and other categories of frontline workers are up in arms about not being included in the hazard pay allowance. Some nurses at polyclinics, as well as workers at the Air and Seaport, told Starcom Network News that they're upset about not also receiving the additional money. The hazard payment rates range from $60 per day for consultants to $20 per day for administrative and ancillary workers. President of the National Union of Public Workers, Akani McDowell, declined to comment on the matter and said they will speak to the workers first on Thursday via a Zoom meeting. Well, we go back to that story with Joanna Waterman. Some categories of nurses and other medical staff at the QEH and isolation centres have begun receiving outstanding back pay and hazard allowance. It comes a day after head of the COVID-19 communications team, Ambassador Liz Thompson, said monies approved for payment in November would be released. President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman, told Starcom Network News they're happy with the development.
We have been informed by HR senior management that a lump sum will be received for the period from March to December for those who may have returned to regular duties, and there will be ongoing payments for those continuing. We're also aware that nurses in the quarantine centres, mainly nurses who have been pulled from the geriatric setting, are receiving monthly allowances, and we are indeed very pleased with this outcome for our nurses, whose lives and that of their families are at direct risk.
And that's President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman. President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Kerry Ann Eiffel, wants government to outline its plan for the disabled in the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. She tells Starcom Network News that while information has been circulating about plans for the elderly and frontline workers, no information has been shared on protecting the disabled.
If you have persons with disabilities in the adult training centres, for example, like the First Base or the Challenger Programme and stuff like that, a lot of them are the sheltered workshop. All of those are places where persons with disabilities work and interact and stuff like that. And again, if they aren't inoculated, then they are at risk of that being another, you know, potential clusters. So that is the kind of information we would like to know. Is it going to be rolled out to us? How? Has anybody discussed what may be some of the challenges for us? That kind of thing.
That's President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Kerry Ann Eiffel. In the United Kingdom, Home Secretary Priti Patel has been urging citizens to follow COVID-19 rules. This has more than 1,200 people died there within the last 28 days of testing positive for the virus. Ms. Patel said a minority of people have been putting the health of the nation at risk by flouting the rules.
Our police officers are now moving more quickly to issuing the fines where people are clearly breaching coronavirus regulations. Nearly 45,000 fixed penalty notices have been issued across the United Kingdom. So my message today to anyone refusing to do the right thing is simple. If you do not play your part, our selfless police officers who are out there risking their own lives every day to keep us safe, they will enforce the regulations.
That's the UK's Home Secretary, Priti Patel. And that was the 4:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good afternoon.